Pete Kaiser into Unalakleet. From what I understand, the run on the Yukon up to Kaltag was pretty rough with a lot of overflow and pretty poor trail conditions, and then the run to Unalakleet was another tough one. How's it gone for you?
Yeah, it actually wasn't terrible over here. A lot of fresh snow and on the Kaltag side, but this side wasn't too bad, at least this afternoon. Probably worse for them last night or this morning whenever they came in.
Mm-hmm. Where you are right now, position-wise, also, just looking at your team, how are you feeling about the team coming in here?
Just glad to be here right now at this point. I've had a pretty tough race so far with a lot of issues and stuff, and kind of had to regroup on the river and make a new plan and just try to get to Nome. So that's what I'm trying to do right now. So one run at a time and get up the coast here and get it over with.
Now, what were some of those issues? Can you talk more about that?
Oh, dropping key dogs for just little reasons and getting low on leaders and low on just dogs kind of midway through the race where you don't want to be that low on numbers. So I just decided not to push it anymore and try to make it as far as I could. Try to get to here with a decent-sized team. I didn't want to get down to 7 or 8. So we had to throttle back and make a different plan.
Mm-hmm. And so can you talk about maybe your plan in heading up the coast? What's your goal then in heading to Nome?
I'm not... The team's not 100%, so we're just going to try to get there. And I'd like to not get passed by a ton of people, but at the same time, I'm not really looking to race super hard unless they come around and look better all of a sudden. But right now, I'm just going to let them take a big long break after that hard run and then head over to Shaktula.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're in 15th position coming into Unalakleet, which, I mean, it's not terrible. I know you had big ambitions for this year's Iditarod, and you tried to shave off some time early on in the race, and every musher every now and then just has bad luck and has just a bad race, and it seems like maybe that's just what's happening here.
Yeah, and it could be a lot worse. I mean, I'm still here and still have a team to drive, so it could be a lot worse, but it just hasn't gone smoothly. Probably the least smooth of any of my Iditarods that I've done. So just a lot of little things to deal with, and it's fun to be sitting here with a team that's ready to race, not a team that's kind of been raced already and just needs to get to know them. Yeah, that's kind of what we're looking at right now.
From now on, again, you said you're taking it a run at a time and a step at a time. It sounds like it's 300 miles, though. You still have 300 miles to go, and seems to be you're in good company with John Baker traveling kind of near you, and you were able to touch base with Berkowitz a little bit here. So, yeah, make the most of it, I guess.
Yep, yeah, there's a lot of changes going to happen. Pretty crazy race. Things are going to shake up even more in the next 200-300 miles, a lot of changes. Yeah.
Can you talk about that? It just seems like the weather, the trail, how different has this race been compared to the other Iditarod races that you've done?
I think mainly it's just the three different strategies that people use: Martin strategy, and then the usual 24 and Takotna strategy, and then this year we had 3 or 4 really good teams go all the way to Iditarod in 24, so then nobody really knew where people were going to lie exactly until Eagle Island or Kaltag kind of is where people finally kind of got an idea of who was where. So I think that made it exciting from mainly just the three different strategies playing out. And yeah, the weather's been interesting too.
In those different strategies and not quite knowing where people stand in the race, does that create kind of a sense of urgency in heading down the trail and in those runs?
Yeah, it does. I mean, you kind of need to be somewhere near the front, but then again, maybe you don't. You know, like the way I've raced in the past is to try to have as strong a team as possible here, and so I raced differently this year, and I don't think it's working out the way I hoped. And But I still think you can race the way I have raced in the past and do really well, if not win the race. So, I mean, to be sitting here at this point right now, 3 or 4 hours behind the leaders with a really strong team, would be fun right now. But we're driving a different team this year.
Well, anything else you'd like to share? I know there's a lot of people at home and a lot of people who are rooting for you, not just in Bethel in that area, but also in rural Alaska, people just pulling for Team Kaiser. Yeah, anything you'd like to...
No, just thanks for following along, and hopefully see everybody in Nome in the next 3 or 4 days.
Okay. Thanks, Pete. Pete Kaiser in Unalakleet, and reporting in Unalakleet, I'm Lorelei Kinney.